Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 12-2. 12-2-2022. I'll tell you what, I'm on Little Talkie again tonight because they don't want us to get on the regular stuff. It's not our network. It's not that, but something keeps gooping the Skype to where we can't get on. I'm sitting here on Skype and everything fine, and then the phone call won't come in, all right? So that's part of the deal. That also just reminds me, your TSA now when you fly, they want you to look straight into the camera. Probably they're going to put your face and then probably have goons hold your face to the camera at some point in time for the new TSA-loving facial recognition. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and that's the way it is. And we're not going to knuckle under to these suckers, and that's the way that is, you see. And I will tell you what, they think they're doing their thing. They had Klaus Schwab, and they had Macron and everybody, and they had 350 people of the big wigs and everybody at the big dinner to eat the Maine lobsters last night. Well, let me tell you what, it's just getting to be pretty interesting how the heck that stuff is. Then they come out and say that the jobs, but the labor participation rate is only 62.1%, and it fell for the third straight month in November. And then if you look at all the numbers that they put out of where the jobs are at, there's a 29% decline in the retail jobs, which normally would be going in November. So somebody has had to pump up or readjust or whatever the totals of all these things. Born in manufacturing and this, and it's all wonderful and bop, bop, bop. I think it's a lying piece of crap. And I think it'll be revised back down, or maybe they'll just keep increasing it every month. Maybe we'll have a 40%. Labor participation rate, but then they'll just drop it down to, oh boy, the unemployment's only 2.7 now, and we created 900 million jobs, or as Biden says, 10 million jobs since I came in office. Yeah, well, let me tell you something. It's a lying piece of crap stuff. That's what it is. And I tell you, if you look at how many people from the big tech alone, 10,000, 7,000, 3,000, FedEx, Amazon, laying people off at Christmas time. Does that sound like you got a great job market and everything's going hunky-dory? I don't believe so. Now, let me get to what I was really going to start with, but now I've got all worked up about can't even get on the dadgum Skype in this day and age, you know? Not because of the good GS radio or me exactly, but just because they're interrupting my ability to use the Skype. And who can do that? Well, old Uncle Sam or the Chinese maybe it's the Russians or whoever works for the NSA now, or whoever the NSA works for them now, okay? They're certainly working for the World Economic Forum. Although, you know, I'll tell you what, this guy, Klaus Schwab, who said that Jesus is the first fake news. I'm going to tell you what, may the Lord, our Father in heaven, strike that man down. Strike down all of him and his ilk that wish to destroy this world, who wish to kill 6.5 billion people, who wish to put you under their thumb, who wish to then implement the new digital currency that's being worked on by the Federal Reserve and all of that right now. It's being worked on right now, and they've got it in a trial program with the banks. And what they're going to do is be able to program what you can spend money on, to monitor everything you spend money on. If you buy too much ice cream, well, then you're going to get penalized. If you buy too much a case of beer, well, that's too much, you see. If you buy this or if you buy that, well, then that's unofficially, that's forbidden or voted by the new World Order, World Economic Forum, Luciferian scumbag communists. Well, they use communism, they use fascism. ism. They use every ism, but their totalitarianism and oligarchy is what it is. So consequently, we're at a time where it is just going to be really very, very interesting as far as what's going on. Because I'll tell you, oh, the DHS, Terrorism Advisory Bulletin, advance the holidays. Then why did you take the United States Air Marshals out of the aircraft? You dummies. You bunch of dummies. You want terrorist hijackers. I guess you want hijackers so you can have another 9/11 incident, huh? Is that what you want? These people, I hope these air marshals, which are the best shots in the whole federal agencies, the air marshals make the FBI look like pikers if you shoot in a firearm competition. It's just ridiculous. Are they going to send them to the border to process illegal aliens? When they're designed to protect our aircraft and to not be known which one they're on at that time or how many of them are there or how good they really are or how can they hit. They can hit somebody real good with the pistol shot and not kill the other guy next to him and all of that bit, but they're going to do that. And now the DHS, that's the National Terrorism Advisory System. Oh, Commissar Mayorkas. Commissar Mayorkas is probably going to organize the next terrorism system. You people are a piece of crap. Why don't you get jobs driving trucks? Oh, because nobody's driving the trucks anymore because the truck driving jobs are going away because we don't have all of that. Yet at the same time, this jobs report just says, oh boy, manufacturing jobs are up. Go, 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 go. Yeah, baloney. All right. Now, right before coming on air, in the hour or two before coming on air tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it was most curious because, you know, we've talked about all this activity in the Great Lakes, talking about the activity off the St. Lawrence Seaway up in there and then now off into the Atlantic, off of that, up in the Nova Scotia area, and then down off the middle of the portion of the Atlantic coast where we got all kind of surveillance and craft and planes and everything else. Most of it no longer shows once they get it in place. If you watch it, you watch it go out, you take notes as to what it was, and you really go look into it, but you can't necessarily after the fact go to see it because most of them have turned their transponders off, the thing that identifies them as this or that or the other. And incidentally, they can make those to be whatever they want them to be for the most part. But here is what happened right before going on there. Out of Omaha, Kansas City area, and Jackson, Mississippi, a total of 8 fighter aircraft went up towards Lake Michigan. Some of them landed at the airport outside of Madison, at an airport near Madison, Wisconsin. Some of them went around the other side and landed at a, like in the Gary, Indiana, Chicago, Gary, Indiana, and an airfield there. And then there's tankers already up in the Great Lakes area to service them. And then also, at the same time, why do you send 8 fighters, jets, up to the Great Lakes, like to Lake Michigan on both sides of it? Well, maybe, ladies and gentlemen, maybe, just maybe, the targets we've talked about, they are finding out that they're there, or one of them is there, or this one's there, or there are multiples, and that you're going to send fighter jets. Now the idiots in the shill say, oh, well, all these planes are going up for the revealing of the B-21 out of Palmdale. No, they ain't. That's the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard. Because these are going up, and then the other thing that's a key telltale is that you send fighter jets to airports that are near Lake Michigan. They're not necessarily going to be used in a surveillance role, now are they? Because that's not their role, is it? That's not their role, really, is it? No, their role is to be used as an attack aircraft. to take missiles or bombs or something and it hit some target. They can use light bombs, they can drop a torpedo or shoot the missile, right? That's what they're up to, correct? Well, I'm telling you, if you've got all of that going on, then what are the targets? Are they going to go in and is somebody breaking the laws of fishing in Illinois or Michigan or Wisconsin? I don't think so. So consequently, what they're doing is they found targets up there and they're sending the fighters up there to get ready to go. Now, generally, fighters over populated areas are not carrying their ordnance. We try to not have them carry the ordnance in case one of the Chinese ships blows out. Or some other part, which they've had to piece the fighters together because we quit ordering parts about 1993, you know. So consequently, what they're doing is they're flying them up there to these places. Now, what happened after that is a C-17 coming out of the Wright-Patt Air Force Base. That C-17 is then going to go up and was headed up to the straight up into the Great Lakes area. It's probably going to land at these things if, in fact, it keeps its transponder on, which, as a matter of fact, it probably did not. And then it'll land, and it's going to take ordnance to the various bases that they've got the fighters stationed at. So they're going to take up missiles or bombs or a torpedo or whatever the heck that it is. Because they might use different types depending on how deep it might be. If it's 1,300 feet or 1,000 feet deep in a lake, you might need something different as if it was sitting on the top of the water, right? So now there also may be multiple type targets. There could be a drone type thing. There could be small units up there of Chinese or of Russians or whatever. Nobody's been watching, ladies and gentlemen. We have been telling you. We have been telling you about this for 2 months now. And now, finally, they've gotten it. They got it for a little while, then they got away from it. They got all that stuff got ordered back. Remember when I told you about that a couple weeks ago? And then they had to send it back in its places. But you see, the PH and stuff are now up the East Coast, where they got to protect Rehoboth Beach, you know, and Delaware, and GG, and the important people. At the Great Lakes, oh, they can let them blow and then run it on down to the Gulf of Mexico and create the Russians what they call the naval strait through the center of the United States that we are going to call, they said, the Russians said, not me, the Russians said they're going to call it the Strait of Stalin, or the Stalin Strait. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, yes, thank you. That confirms. And then also we've got B-52s. B-52 came out of North Dakota. It's headed to the Great Lakes. Well, why do you send a B-52, which incidentally, it turned up its transponder, but then it did call in. I'm not going to give the code name of it, but it did call in to say it was flying on the station once it got above the altitude. You do that because you may need a bigger bomb. Maybe you need a mother of all bombs. Maybe you need a nuclear bomb. Maybe you have to use a cruise missile. Maybe you need something else. At the same time, the ability to surveil and to use good surveillance systems of the lake and to do a lap around the lake, you see, and that kind of stuff. So consequently, we had then another group of stuff go up to the edge of Nova Scotia up there. And then another B-52 in the same thing. See, you have to see all of this in a rush, because it happens in a rush, and then they turn off their transponders a lot of the time, and it don't show up after that. But then we had another B-52 that was headed almost to where it was going to be in California. It then, in the midst of, and this all took place, here's the key, took place in a midst of a number of emergency action messages that came in a flurry, one after the other, boom, 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 boom. So many so that the you can visibly hear the RF, you can hear the operators, the radio people, getting tired of reading the stuff after a while. Their tongues are getting a little tired, if you know what I'm saying. But that other B-52 was on the West Coast and turned directly and is heading towards the Great Lakes. And that's the way it looked like it was vectoring in on that area. So we've got something. Well, let's reiterate what it is. There is something is up there to be targeted, and it's something enemy, okay? And it's underneath the water, probably, as we've stated, that probably that there are some of these Russian nuclear bomb tsunami drones that create 1,000-foot-high waves and that kind of stuff, tsunami drones that are autonomous or semi-autonomous that can sit on the bottom for quite some time and move on their own, you know, to hide or to do whatever they need to do or to take direction from outside or from a small group or from a satellite or whatever that might be or from just another Russian pleasure vessel, you see, or some kind of a freighter or a fisher or a grain ship or whatever it might be, fishermen or whatever. But those things are quite easily able to be up there in multiples. And then the fact is, we've been telling them about it. We've been telling you about it. We've been telling, and then all the 30 piece of silver cats who send their reports up, that goes eventually, and enough of those get, they say, well, this guy on the radio keeps talking about the Russians being with drone subs in the Great Lakes area, and then also the Russians in the Smokies. And then, lo and behold, they go and look, and they keep looking in the Smokies and all these areas. And then they say, oh, well, by golly, they are coming in through the St. Lawrence Seaway. Oh, boy, where am I? We better get people on Huron and Erie and Michigan and Superior. And then they do that, and they say, oh, no, there may be something actually down there. And then so for months or 2 months now, then off and on, and then continually for the last few weeks, they've been putting all these aircraft up there, plus up the East Coast, off the Gulf Coast, all right, off the West Coast, off Alaska and the Arctic and all of that. And now off of Nova Scotia up there, where I said yesterday they would be out there, and they're up there now, okay? Because I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the Russians are getting ready. They've just declared that the United States and NATO are actually involved in the war, which that gives a raison de guerre, a reason of war, a reason of terror and all of that, or whatever, the reason of the day, you know, catch of the day, for the Russians to say that the U.S. is doing them. Well, we've only trained tens of thousands of the Ukrainian troops and provided all the armament and stuff for them, so I suppose that could very well be. We're at war with Russia and China. And now they're out of Simi Valley, and those pink jockstrap millions out there saying, well, the Chinese may develop into a big military enemy at some point in time. And, oh, by the way, there's the new B-21 bomber. We're going to reveal it. And we just have an artist rendering for TV now. That thing ain't even flying, I don't think, yet. It's a B-2 on steroids with upgraded stuff. And don't get me wrong, there ain't nothing wrong with a B-2, all right? They got engines you don't know about. They got will-be-was engines, and will-be-was means they got stuff that can make them go faster and also sort of put a smoke screen up around them, if you know what I'm saying. So those, I don't think they're anytime soon going to be in Nob Noster or Diego Garcia. Oh, by the way, the Brits are going to give Diego Garcia away to the island, to the state of Mauritius in Africa, you see, or wherever down off the coast there that they're at, you see. And they're going to give the base back. Well, I guess they'll just give all the good stuff and all the runways and all the secret underground and all that. So then that takes away a basing for a lot of different special ops and takes away basing, another basing area, forward base for bombers and other aircraft, you see. Stupid idiots are going to give that away. So I'm just telling you, the state of the military is not good. And then I talked to you about, I just cannot believe still as I think about it. You got all this going on.
We got 8 fighter aircraft, so that means we have actual targets, because these aircraft are on one side of Lake Michigan and on the other side of Lake Michigan, and they can fly into there or into other Great Lakes as needed, and they're ready there to take something out, to target something. That's what a fighter aircraft does, is to target something in the air, on sea, or in the ground, and to hit it with a missile or a bomb, a smart bomb, or whatever they're carrying. A torpedo. Now, why would the B-52s be going to the Great Lakes? Well, the B-52 goes to the Great Lakes because they carry a panoply of different weaponry, different types of bombs they could carry. They carry big bombs, smart bombs, cruise missiles, all kinds of different things, plus have a surveillance capability and an ability to fly around like Lake Michigan for quite some time, right? Out of Wright Pat, a C-17 was going up into that area, and what are they going to take? What's a C-17 transport going to take? C-17 is going to take, the armament for the fighter jets after they land so they can load it up, and they're not flying from, say, Omaha or Kansas City or all the way. They're sending fighter jets from Jackson, Mississippi. And hello to my old buddy down there. Y'all better be ready. My friend in the police force down in Jackson. Yes. Y'all be ready down there, because I'll tell you what, you're not going to want to side with this government. You're going to want to stay with the people. And that's just something to put out to all good sheriffs and all good deputies, chief deputies, all good police departments, constables, everything. When the time comes, side with the people against the oppressor, whoever that may come. And there's going to be one coming. And when you're going to take away everybody's money in their bank accounts and change it to digi dollars, but if you buy the wrong thing, or if you say the wrong word at church, or boy, maybe if you go to church, you don't have any money. You just have to go to the mega church and stay behind the wire screen, behind the barbed wire fence, on the big, beautiful, wonderful grounds, you see, of the mega church. Or maybe you're going to be in the Walmart parking lot, allegedly, with the watchtowers, all right? Do you ever wonder why they have them and who else has the watchtowers? Well, if you look at the way they design the buildings, Walgreens has like an upper-like thing they can put a command post in, CVS, and those people have, allegedly, the same kind of a command post in the design of their building. Walmarts have a parking lot with the thing up there to watch the parking lot, right? Where you can put guards up there in Christmas time, right? Well, they did drills years ago about making those into camps to distribute, guess what? To distribute in case of biological warfare, chemical warfare, to distribute medications or vaccines. Oh! In case there's some kind of a bioweapon that's been released, we might have to give you an mRNA vaccine or 5 boosters. Go get the myocardial infarctions. Go get the, all the heart problems, the clots, all the stuff. We hear that these things are now advancing all of the cancers and people who took them. Well, I'm going to tell you what, there's some good people who have found out that by chance that, and research that ivermectin may possibly do some good for people with certain types of cancers. Check in with your doctor, check in with the information that's available in the medical journals and the various research projects. Double check that, but I know some who have been taking it and they're having good success with it. They're staying to where the cancer is in, doesn't even show up anymore. And may the Lord Jesus protect them against all evil. And may the Lord Jesus, for anybody who's got the cancers, or anybody who has the illness or the sickness or this or that or the other, whatever the condition is, may Lord Jesus go to you right now. Lord Jesus, you know who all of them are if they be of your team, Lord. if they repent of their sins and ask you to come into their heart to be their Savior, Lord Jesus, then go to them right now and offer them relief to remove the cancers, to change the conditions, to restore them back to a more full use and function of their health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And I think about out there, my friend in the Alleghenies, B&E, the Jarhead, certain people in the Dunlap, Iowa, all the good people who have had situations. My friend up there, up above Asheville up there, who has one leg that was extremely damaged, falling down a hill. The old Mars Hill, I believe. Mars Hill, my brother, it's time for war. You're on Mars Hill, and you know that the war is coming outside, inside, the whole nine yards. And may Lord Jesus protect you and restore you back to full health. All of those people out there who have contacted me, and I can't remember everybody's name or where you're at or all of the different conditions, but let me just say this. The Lord Jesus knows who you are. If you will pray, repent of your sins, and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, or if you're like me, you have to repent periodically because Lord Jesus did not pick sissies to do this work. To be obedient to what he wants you to do, you got to have a little bit of guts to you, a little bit of sand, you know, like they used to say. He had sand, you know, or guts or whatever. Or maybe it's just I'm stupid, but I don't know. I've tried to be as obedient to what I was told to do on the Lord Jesus' behalf when I was selected by the Archangel Michael in a waking vision and shown heaven and heard the angelic voices and saw the angels in that state. And then I was touched after he asked me in my mind, "Are you afraid?" I said, "No." He then reached out and touched me, and then power of the Lord went through me and lifted me up off the chair, and then I had to lay on the bed and lifted me up, and I had a witness, a spouse was a witness to all of it. So I'm just trying to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is really, really, really real. I talked to Brother Quayle this afternoon, and there's somebody, give a good prayer for him. Give a good prayer. Lord Jesus, we go to Brother Steve Quayle. Will you restore all of his full functions health-wise? Lord, will you remove anything that needs to be removed out of his body and to give him full strength, full function, full, more restored health, vision, all of it, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. And Steve is running 100 miles an hour. And if you go to his website, stevequayle.com, which many of you came to the show via that, you can go up and look and see the new trailer for his new movie, all right? Lies of Gods and Men, you know, and all of that. You watch that trailer and you go ahead and pre-order that thing because I'm going to tell you. You're going to need to know the information and what's going on and all of the parameters of how they're using the DNA against you and how they're going to do that. They're using the vaccines, the biological weapons, all of the different things, just like it was in the days of Noah. We're in a fight. We're in a war, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a war, and why are we in a war? God can do anything. Yes, he can. But there is free will that is being allowed for the Lucifer and his crowd, for them to do the worst they've got, to convict them of their crimes against our Father in heaven and against Lord Jesus and against mankind. That's their free will that's being allowed. But at some point here, you see, the hand of our Father is lifted, except off of certain of his people and certain ones that he wished to preserve or to help, and through prayer to offer assistance. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is really, 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 really real. So you got fighter jets? Why? Because we got targets in the Great Lakes. It's not a joke. It's the real stuff. Ain't going to be seen. Brett Bear's out of Simi Valley in California. And they're talking about Ronald Reagan and all this and that and the other. And Ronald Reagan, my dad knew him. But that was then, and this is now. If we'd have done what he wanted to do back then more and more and more, we wouldn't have the now. Even as late as Trump, we'd stand and turn the tide, and we were going to bring jobs back. But they ain't going to bring no jobs back because Rich China Joe, through his son, got $1.45 billion, don't you know? Well, do you think that that might buy a president? I guarantee you it buys a president or a congressman or a senator, all right? It buys a whole parcel of them. If this crypto guy, the crypto goofball, the polyamorous crypto, you know, Brillo head out of, you know, his $40 million penthouse in the Bahamas, you know? And incidentally, he's staying in that thing. He ain't leaving that deal for nothing, all right? Because he don't want to come back here. They can't extradite him. There's no crime that's even been filed against him. And that's just a symptom of what's going on there. But when we look at all these other things, and all of the stuff already inside the United States, and then what do you think about it when you have to scramble jets from Jackson, Mississippi, Kansas City area, and Omaha to get enough of them to go up to Madison, Wisconsin, and, you know, east part of the lake, Chicago, Gary, Indiana, southeast part of the lake. And you got tankers up there. But then off all the East Coast, you got all kind of aircraft that are out a number of miles out to sea looking for stuff, which is there. And what it is the big Russian Russian boomer with the hypersonics. Locked and loaded, ready to go. And then we got the lady at the at Andrews, you know, just like I said last night. In case you didn't hear, I'll tell it again. Over 18 years ago, 2004, the P-3 Orion, which at the time we didn't have the P-8s, Poseidons with the even greater sensing capability of nuclear submarines and that kind of stuff, the hunt subs and nukes. But he calls into Andrews and says, I need for you to scramble jets. This is the P-3 Orion, numbers this, that, and the other. I've got a blackjack, Russian blackjack bomber inbound at 150, 160 nautical miles out, whatever it was. I think it was 150 inbound, and we need for you to scramble jets to intercept it. And the woman on the thing says, at Andrews, the top woman operating all, taking the calls for all the U.S. military at their top of the line, radio headquarters, you know, can't y'all handle that? It was like she was chewing gum and doing her nails and eating lunch at the same time. She couldn't be bothered. And he said, no, I need to speak to your commanding officer. Boop, boop, boop. I need for you to scramble jets. At that moment, I went on the air because I'd been told this information up to the minute. Went on the air, and I called for jets to be scrambled and what was going on with the woman and the inbound thing and the P-3 Orion, the whole bit. Well, from what we were told, we scrambled jets all up and down the East Coast, and they all went to go chase the Russian back to perdition. All right? So now, over 18 years later, we have somebody, after they put out all these emergency action messages, 888, and then, you know, 150 string, and then a 200 string, and then since then, back a couple weeks ago, since then there's been, oh, I don't know, dozens of the emergency action messages, giving the orders of engagement, the orders of battle, new information to what to look for, who to report it to, all the different orders going out to our military units. And then also portions of it also then going to commercial pilots and that kind of thing to look out, be on the lookout for this, that, or the other. and where to report that. So somebody in a smaller aircraft is reporting in, or a small unit, could have been a ship, is calling in to Andrews to give a report, and he keeps calling and calling and calling, and nobody answered him. At the top of the line of the radio, the communication system of the United States military, and nobody answered the guy asking for a call. No station answered him. And then 6 minutes later, probably after two or three people called somebody, a general or an admiral, and said, "What in the heck are you guys doing? We had a unit calling in with some kind of report or a problem, and nobody answered him. Why not?" So then what happens on that again? I'm telling it for the second night in a row, because it's that important. Somebody, some lady comes on 6 minutes later and says, "Was there all somebody calling Andrews with some kind of a problem or a question or a report?" Get some people in there that are good. Get some top-of-the-line radio people in there. I don't care if they're men, women, black, white, green, you know, wearing a tranny hookah skirt. As long as they're professional radio people and do the job, that's what you need on the spot. But instead, old half-hybrid alien Austin and old pink jockstrap Millie, who likes the Chinese generals, he likes to get up close and talk to them on the phone. And now he's up there and China might be a problem in the future, and they're rough, up, up. Yeah, we've been telling you that for how many years? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, that hawk said, wherever that hawk guy is, he said it, you know, back a month ago or so. Put a fork in it. It's about done. All right? So when I tell you that you need to be advised that you need to have food, water purification, firearms, warm clothing, and now you better pray that your flight not be in winter or on the Sabbath day, as our Lord Jesus said. It's getting cold out there, baby. Maybe it's cold outside, you know? And then they're talking about still possibility of blackouts. There's still not enough diesel for trucks. They supposedly have averted the railroad strike. Well, suppose they don't go to work. Suppose they wildcat it. You got the federal marshals, the air marshals. They're trying to send down to be babysitters at the hospitals and at the centers for the illegal aliens, and they're going to leave the commercial aircraft alone. All of the jets at the holiday season are not going to have an air marshal on them to protect the planes and the passengers against hijackers. Do you see the state that your government is in, your military is in, your intelligence agencies are in? We're 51 of the top intel agencies. Say that Hunter Biden's laptop and any kind of implications about Joe Biden, all of that is Russian disinformation. Bullshit. Bravo, Sierra. Horse hockey, whatever you want to call it. That is not what you're saying it was. And now they've got all the FBI whistleblowers. Well, let me tell you, they're already starting to find out who them guys are. Because they're watching all the Congress people, all the stuff. And they've got all their names. They're starting to punish them and to punish them inside the FBI already. Ladies and gentlemen, we keep going down this path another week or two, and this thing will be toast. And the next thing you know, you're going to have programmable and monitorable currency, digital currency, which is not constitutional money. Congress has the power to coin money and regulate the value thereof. But it also states the Constitution that it's got to be gold or silver coinage. That is what is real money. All right? Federal Reserve notes are not real money. They're Federal Reserve notes to where interest is owed to the Federal Reserve for issuing that piece of currency. It's not even federal. It's a bank. Yes, the Federal Reserve System, the head of that system is appointed by the president. And it has to be ratified by Congress, all that stuff. It's, you know, it's an appointment. But who really runs the Federal Reserve System is the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. And then each Federal Reserve Bank is its own entity as well and has stockholders. It's a private corporation. And they're getting ready to institute digital currency to where if you don't do what they tell you to do, when they want you to do it, they're going to chuck your money out of your account. And you're not only that, you won't even be able to be paid. Because it has to go into their blockchain, into their new digital system. Well, let me tell you what. You better get some trading knives and trading goods and silver dimes and silver quarters and dollars and 10th ounce of gold and you know what I'm saying. This, that, and the other to do your trading in real money, real bona fide gold or silver platinum money, or in trade goods, hunting knives, pairs of socks, tennis shoes, insulated boots, whatever your trade item is going to be. You know, one of the good ones would be soap, like Dawn dish soap, which you can use for every kind of soap that there is. Or the ladies would appreciate shampoo, would they not? Shampoo and maybe some, hand lotion or, you know, body lotion. That would be a good trade item, would it not? Maybe some red lipstick. That would be a good trade item, too. All kinds of things. Medical supplies, all right? Medical supplies. So this is quite interesting time, ladies and gentlemen. And we're in the beginning of sorrows. Lord Jesus told you in Matthew 24, you know, wars, rumors of wars. And now what we're talking about, Russia getting ready to make the final big attack on the Ukraine. They've already destroyed the power grid, which means they've got the water and natural gas is not going in and out properly. That means trains don't run. You don't have the ability to pump stuff. You got all kind of, lack of diesel fuel, gasoline. So what happens is, what would happen, like if you ever have read the book, and if you're not, I suggest you read it. There's a couple of good books. There's more than a couple, but One Second After by William R. Forstchen, Forstchen. It's a Forge book. One Second After by William R. Forstchen. And that talks about an EMP that takes out the power grid of the entire United States. And how instantly the parking lots, you know, are the interstates. I-40 in this case, because they're talking about a scenario where it's set near Black Mountain, North Carolina. Asheville, Black Mountains, Winoa, all those areas in through there. Well, Montreat College and all of that. And you just cannot believe that you're going back and everything in the grocery store, everything in the pharmacy, the drug stores, all the gasoline in the gas stations, it's all gone in less than an hour. The hospitals get just emptied out because they got no drugs, they got no electricity, they don't have the ability to keep people up on life support systems. Nothing. People start dying by the bushel load. And then people are shooting over this piece of equipment or shooting over that can, case of food or whatever it is. Another one, Patriots. And all the other books, in the same way as One Second After, there's multiple books. Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls. That starts with the financial crisis. But it all goes to the same thing real quick. It goes back into the, oh, I don't know, the 1800s, you know? And at the very least, they put up the digital currency and they close the banks and they tell you that you're going to have to do it with this. You have to use your debit card or, you know, better yet, apply to come up to the get in line to get your chip. Matter of fact, we'll just bring you to the, Chiefs Stadium, or we'll bring you to Ohio State Stadium, or we'll bring you to Soldier Field in Chicago, or Broncos Stadium, Denver, or wherever it might be. Go see Jerry Jones in Dallas, or any of the other big college or high school stadiums or ball fields, or the Walmart parking lots, or the big churches with the big grounds that are real so pretty and have the ball diamonds and all the stuff on them, and, you know, 100 acres for the church there, with the church has got 30, 40,000 people in it or what have you. The mega church. And then the, the preachers and priests and rabbis who then work for the federal government can take control over the different things, you see. We're headed, at the very least, to martial law, to where they're going to say, hey, we're going to defend the banks. You can't get in. You can't. You only got a certain period of time to use cash. You can't use your old checks. You can use your card, your debit card, and there's no credit. There's just debit now. There won't be a credit card. And, oh, by the way, you are locked down now, and you won't be able to go to work. And, oh, as a matter of fact, you're one of the 11,000 of some tech giant from Silicon Valley that just laid you off. Meanwhile, they're telling you on all their websites that Biden is the king and he's created 10.5 million jobs, you see. It's a lie. So you'd better be ready to be your own supply sergeant. You better be ready to be your own general store, however you want to put it. You better be a prepper, but not for just 72 hours. You got to think in terms of years. Now, everybody doesn't have that capability to go out and do it all right now. Some of you have been doing as much as you can do as you go along. Well, if you can only do that one more can of Chunky Soup, Extra, or the one more can of Progresso soup, or Diddy more beef stew, or whatever it is you like to eat. But I'm going to tell you, it would behoove you to get meat, vegetables, potatoes, and the gravy all in one can. No, that's not the freshest food and the wonderful organic this, that, and the other. But it's a ration, and you can live, and you can fight, and you can raise your kids on it and bring them up to teach them how to fight, to teach them how to know Jesus and read the Bible, and to read the other things that they're going to have to do to try to continue, or in event, actually, to recreate a semblance of the society and of the life we have today. Who's going to make ballpoint pens? Who will know how to run the machinery, or to take the paper and make the paper that goes in and becomes toilet paper or Kleenex? Who knows how to make the chemicals and put them together in the right order, the nutraceuticals, to make what? Pharmaceutical drugs, you know, blood pressure, whatever it might be. So all of that goes bye-bye. Is that what we're talking about? So who's going to do that in the future? Somebody's going to have to be a chemist. Somebody's going to have to be an engineer. And here's something interesting that got sent to me. Let's see. It's from, was sent to me, and it's from a site called newsinfrance.com, newsinfrance.com. And the title of the headline is, Has Klaus Schwab Had a Second Heart Attack? Or is it probably just social media rumors? Very interesting. So, see, Twitter user Anti-Woke had posted a tweet breaking, hearing unconfirmed reports via Continental Telegraph that Klaus Schwab has suffered a second heart attack. The last time this Twitter account came out with breaking news was to start the rumors about the death of George Soros, which, as we know, was not true. So take any information you read on this account with a pinch of salt. So anyway, that's quite an interesting thing, isn't it? But I will tell you what, may the Lord Jesus and may our Father in heaven handle these people and use their archangels to take them out when the time comes, because these people are worse than Lucifer the Lightbringer and want to destroy mankind and destroy this planet. So anyway, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Quayle has got this new video coming out. I think you ought to sign up for that. And you still have got time to get his QPOS 2.0 and also his private briefings to subscribe to him. I would tell you that if you've got your food, you got your Berkey water purification system, you got your water stored, you got firearms and ammo, you got your warm winter clothes, you got your gas mask, you got your medical supplies, you got your fish antibiotics, you see, because those fish, it's amazing how those antibiotics usually are made out of the same company that makes for humans at the same level of purity, you know. So those kind of things, if you've got them, then Brother Quayle would tell you, order some gold and some silver. Call him up, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You tell him old Hawk sent you. If you get Steve or if you get Daryl, his capable manager, or if you get Tyler, his son, you tell him old Hawk sent you to order you up some gold or some silver, or to pick up and to order the books, any of them he's got left, and also to get Mega Drive, or to get the new movie in the pre-order yet. That's what you need to do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Quayle has done a heck of a job, and he's still doing it. And he's been doing it for years and years and years. And I thank the Lord Jesus that Brother Quayle put me on the air so I could be of service to Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll also tell you that the Needlemaker Bible Project in Indochina, Indochine, that the Needlemakers have been over there as missionaries for years, 40, 50 years in Asia, right? And their Bible Project, you can reach them because the people in the Mountain Yard tribes, the mountain tribes in Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states, Myanmar, okay? All up in those mountainous areas, those tribes each have their own dialects. And the Needlemakers have had the project, and we've been trying to help them out for a number of years now, and we have, and you have done a good job of getting a little money to them so they can print in the dialect of the mountain village Bibles and songbooks. If you'd like to help out, because they're still on fire for the Lord, and the more books and Bibles we put up there, the more the Lord is worshiped, celebrated, and people just get like on fire for him because it is incredible. There's a great thirst and hunger for the Lord. They're reaching for him. So here you go. If you got anything to contribute, give it to the Needlemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. Needlemaker or Indochina Bible Project or Needlemaker Bible Project. Send anything to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 220 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. Needlemaker Indochina Bible Project or Needlemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And you want to keep old Hawk on the air? I hope you do. It's most needed and wanted. It can be a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, a check, Federal Reserve notes. That's the easiest of any of those. You can do any of that. And you can send it to Hawk, 3965. Let's see here. There's the street. Yeah, there it is right there. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they may have a target in the Great Lakes, and those fighter jets could take it out. The armament, the bombs, the missiles, the torpedoes, whatever they're going to use for that, for those fighter jets being delivered by the C-17 out of Wright Pat, that's all per protocol because they don't like to fly the jets with the armament overpopulated areas already. Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of pipe. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Mighty men and women of valor, will you use your high tech to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the constitutional America and its citizens, its residents, its loving people? Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Go look for Lieutenant Tanna. He's got a job. Mickey Lapua, stay on the optics, baby. Stay on the optics. And squeeze that trigger, Mickey. Road and Track and Little L. I know you're probably busy tonight with a little Muay Thai. Little Muay Thai. But you better keep your studies up because I'm dependent on you in the future to know how to make an electrical circuit or a ballpoint pen or how to build a bridge or to run a railroad. Or how to build a highway or a furnace. We're going to need you. The Lord Jesus needs you, and the Lord Jesus loves you. Pay attention to you.